We're going to be thinking about 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 38 to 41. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 41. Now, the last time that we met Elisha, Elisha was God's prophet to the Jews many, many years ago in the Old Testament, and he was a man of God whom God was pleased to use to speak to the people. This was at a time when the northern and the southern kingdoms of Israel had separated, but Elisha principally was a preacher amongst those tribes of the northern tribes, Israel as it was then called, as opposed to Judah. But he was God's servant to the people at that time, and the people knew that the Lord was with Elisha. Now, when we last encountered him, I wonder if you can remember, but he was with the Shunammite lady, and he had just raised her son to life, having the lady lost her son, just an infant boy, and she went to the Lord's representative. She went to the Lord, effectively. She went to Elisha, but she really went to Elisha's God, and there she laid her need before the Lord. I wonder if anyone can remember what was happening the day that little boy died. What was going on in Israel the day that little boy died? Does anyone remember? Okay, it was the time of harvest, because the little boy had gone out into the fields with his father. So it was the time of harvest. And it was a good harvest. Now, as we come to this part of the story, we discover that it's a time of famine. So that tells us that a period of time has elapsed from that time when he was with the Shunammite lady and until now. But it also tells us something else. It says that while there was a dearth in the land, there had been a time of plenty. So we are going to read about this time of dearth, or this time of famine. And we read about it in verse 38. So let us read together in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38. And it says there, "And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth or a famine in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant," that may have been Gehazi, but perhaps not, "he said unto his servant, set on the great pot, and seize pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot." Times have changed in Israel. The good years have given way to hard times. There is a barrenness in the land now. And I think that we should all realize that that just what happens in life. Change happens in life. Sometimes things are good, and sometimes they're not so good. Sometimes we're happy, and sometimes we're sad. Sometimes things seem to go well, and sometimes things seem to go terrible. And often I think, often I think it's at times when things are going bad that I find it easiest to go to the Lord. During happy times and sad times, fruitful times and barren times, as these changes occur, we find that we change too. The Lord never changes. The Bible tells us that the Lord is the same. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is unchangeable. Times change in this world. Times change. We change. But God never changes. And when times are good, often I forget to thank God for the good times. And when times are not good, when times are bad, then I go to God and I ask for His help. That shouldn't be the case, but it is the case because of our weakness and our fleshy nature. Invariably it happens that we forget God in the good times and we run to God in the bad times. So here's the first lesson for the children today. If you're having a hard time about anything, if you're having a sad time about anything, if you, like the country of Israel here, are going through a barren time, if you're worried, if you're frightened, if you're in trouble, then go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to Him in prayer. Improve your circumstances by taking them to the Lord Jesus, by asking for His help and trusting that He hears your prayer and that He will help you. He will help His people in time of need. And when He does help us, don't forget Him and don't forget to say thank you. Perhaps this is what the sons of the prophets were doing on this day. They had gone to Elisha because there was a dearth in the land. They had gone to Elisha and they were sitting before him. They had gone perhaps to find out what God was going to do and to hear the prophets speak to them about God and about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was going to teach them about God's way. And that's a good place for us to be. It's a good place for us to be in church, to be hearing the gospel, to be looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Elisha saw all these men, these sons of the prophets, sitting before him. And he knew that they would need something to eat. They would need something to sustain them. But it was a time of famine. So he tells his servant to go and set on a big pot. Maybe he was going to make a stew, or maybe it was some thick soup that was going to be made. But there was nothing in the garden. There were no vegetables growing. And so the servants had to go out into the field and pick the gourds off the bushes. And we are told that a man picked wild gourds from a wild vine that he didn't recognize. You know, that's an important lesson in life, that we don't eat what we don't recognize. unless you know that it's safe to do it, don't eat things and don't drink things. You know, there will be people that will offer you drinks, and there will be people who will offer you things to eat, maybe little round things from time to time. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't eat those things that are dangerous. Don't drink those things that are dangerous. Here, the sons of the prophets didn't know that there was danger in the pot. And when they began to eat, they realized that the soup was poisonous because some of these wild gourds had given it a terrible taste and made it dangerous for their stomachs. There was death in the pot. And they cried out because of this death that there was. They wouldn't eat any more of the stew or the soup. And Elisha, he called for some meal. Probably that was flour. And he added it to the pot, and then he gave it back to the sons of the prophets to eat. This was a miracle. Elisha performed a miracle. God gave healing in that meal that was added, not because of the power of the meal, but because of the power of God. God was with the prophet, and God showed that Elisha had authority from him to be the leader and to be the director and to be the speaker of God to these people. He showed by this little miracle, and it didn't seem to be a great thing, and yet it was important to the people that were there at the time. He showed by this miracle that he was speaking by his servant Elisha. And there's another lesson here for us. Because this wild gourd that was put into the stew is a little bit like false teaching in this world. There can be a lot of good things in the world, but if one bad thing is in there, it can make the whole pot poisonous. If we add anything to the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we add anything to the message that God has given us in His Word, then it becomes dangerous, not just to our tummies, but it becomes dangerous to our souls. And it becomes dangerous to our happiness. And it becomes dangerous to our relationship with God. We have to keep this gospel that has been committed to us as pure as we are able. And I'm very glad that your mums and dads bring you along to this church, where we try, by the grace of God, to be as true and as faithful and as honest with the scriptures as we possibly can be. And if the Lord is merciful to us, I promise that I will be very careful when I feed your young minds and your young hearts with gospel truth today and in the days ahead. I will be very careful not to mix anything into the stew that is going to do you any harm. And I will always be putting in plenty of meal and plenty of flour, which is the bread of life, which speaks to us of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will always be bringing the Lord Jesus Christ to your attention and reminding you of His goodness and His grace and His mercy. And I will be trusting that the Holy Spirit will apply these things to your hearts and souls, even though you are so young. Amen. May the Lord bless these thoughts to our hearts this morning.